And I know we talked, last year there was a panel on strategics versus private equity, and we're going to do, spend a lot of time talking about the specifics of the document, do a little bit of a deeper dive than we did last year, but to sort of level set, give everyone an overview. And I sort of my analogy that I've used before, when you're talking about strategic buyers, you're talking about people who are buying things that they want to own, whether because they want to expand their business, whether because they want to buy a capability that they don't have previously, but they're buying something that they want to keep. And I think of it as the person who's buying the house that they want to live in, right? They may want to do some renovations to it, they may, but they're buying it because they want to live in it with their family. With a strategic buyer, you're buying something knowing that you're going to exit it. So you're looking at an asset, you're saying, how can I improve it? What can I do to make it more valuable? And then knowing that you're going to sell it. So you're basically the HGTV house flipper when you're a strategic. I mean, when you're a financial seller. So as a result, when you're looking at structures and sort of how things work, a private equity firm is going to be doing financing, but always looking at your multiples, always looking at, can I make money on this deal? Whereas a strategic has the longer term horizon. They're saying, you know, is it the right fit, and will I make, you know, will it be accretive to my business, but not can I sell it tomorrow or next week or next year for more than I paid for it today. And then from the perspective of many people in this room, I know you may very well be on the sell side. And so as a seller, when you're looking at potentially selling to either a strategic or a private equity buyer, you need to think about those perspectives and horizons in terms of how you're presenting that business. You know, is the buyer interested in owning me for a long time, or is the buyer interested in just sort of taking my existing management, brushing things, you know, improving things a bit, and then potentially exiting? Is that?
Yeah, thanks. When at 7-Eleven, when you all look at transactions from the strategic side, what's kind of at a high level the things that you're most interested in? In the transactions?
Yeah, so in our core M&A and in our non-core M&A, the biggest thing is the fit with our current business operations. So to Kirsten's point, you know, we're not really, we don't necessarily care about the exit terminal value. We may never sell it. We do care about how that business kind of fits within our current, you know, operating metrics, whether it's, you know, return on assets or net income or whatever have you. We're also looking at the talent base and whether or not we can kind of stretch that talent throughout the organization and make our current operations more efficient. And so whereas, you know, a financial buyer may or may not look at, you know, the ancillary components or how those, you know, may fit within a broader portfolio, from 7-Eleven's perspective, we need to look at the asset as it fits within our overall construct. And so the things that we're concerned about, both from an asset and people base, will shift a bit.
Yeah, and Jeremiah, from the diligence side, when you all are looking at a business, kind of what are the highlights of the things that are important from a strategic side versus what might be more important to a financial?
I think on the strategic side, probably the most important thing is something Dawood alluded to, is just the fit with management. And so when you're buying a business in a strategic, and in most cases you're buying it because you have some expectation that the management team will continue and will be contributors to your broader company. And so we like to interview the management team. We like to interview like relatively lower level employees as well to make sure that the culture of the folks that are working there will work with our culture. I think the other things that you look at are sort of the obvious thing, like is there customer fit? Like what is our integration plan? What are our plans for how we're gonna use the business and the technology in our business? And do we know enough information from the company to make sure that those plans that we have are consistent with their current operations?
Okay. And then Kirsten, when we go into, let's go to slide 10, when we're about to think about drafting our documents and negotiating the transactions, kind of some of the primary deal considerations you have as the lawyer who is representing the buyer and the seller.
Yeah, so, excuse me, if you look at the slide, you'll see the things in the middle are where strategics and private equity overlap, and I think those are the things we're going to focus on the most when we talk about specific drafting. But your allocation of risk, financing risk, if there is some, or just allocation of risk in terms of whether the deal is going to get done if there is a problem, your antitrust or other regulatory efforts. So definitely differences in approaches between PE and strategics, and we have some slides that we can, where we'll give you some specific examples. The scope of the reps and warranties, because as Jeremiah said, you know, you're looking at really how is this business going to integrate into your business if you're a strategic. So you're going to have a slightly different focus on the reps and warranties as opposed to a PE buyer who may be more concerned about the financial statements. If you think back to some of the panels we had yesterday where people talked about RWI claims and where the pressure points are, one of the things people were talking about was financial statements, so definitely a key area of concern, particularly for private equity. And then your closing conditions. You know, again, everybody's concerned about certainty of close, whether you're on the sell side or the buy side. So, and that's true for both private equity and financial and strategic buyers. If you look at the two sides of the slide, you'll see some areas where strategics are more focused than financials, which I think we've talked about already, like that IRR hurdles aren't as important for strategics, but they're critical for private equity.